You're listening to the audio production of Unreceptive, A Better Way to Sell, Lead, and Influence by Tom Stanfill, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Tom Parks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com. To Mom and Dad, the genesis of this book started with you. You taught me the most important truths in life and the source of all truth. For Claire and my family. Introduction. In the early 1990s, I had a simple idea that would change the trajectory of my career forever. At the time, I was working as a sales representative and observed that most salespeople spend the majority of their time doing what they enjoy least, searching for people to call. Now, this was the 90s. There was no email. We were still enamored with fax machines, and flip phones were still hot. As a seller, I understood my job was research and rejection, finding people to call, and being told no thanks with a few yeses sprinkled in here and there. Selling, in other words, was 95% rejection. Since most of my peers had the same pain points as me, I started a company to remove the grueling tasks of lead generation and appointment setting. Our company made the calls and generated leads, and the sellers just had to sell. Soon, I was overseeing 100 bright-eyed, college-aged sales reps who were doing the dirty work of making thousands of calls per month, and that's when I had an insight. People weren't rejecting a product or service when they said no to a meeting. They were rejecting a sales call. Now, these leads were vetted prospects who needed a solution to a recognized problem. But regardless of how compelling the offer was, most people quickly ended the call. Logic and truth just didn't seem to matter. In addition to running a large sales force, I was also married with 4 kids under the age of 13 and noticed a similar pattern at home. When a rational argument was presented, by me, of course, I rarely heard, "Oh, good point, Dad, I guess I was wrong," or, "You're right, so right, my love. Let's talk about the budget this weekend and how I can cut back on my trips to TJ Maxx."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?